Voters would have to approve the creation of a special tax district through a referendum. Superior has already done so. If the bill passes, the city could place up to an additional 2% tax on food, beverage, and lodging within that district. That from Democrat State Senator Janet Bulley of Mason.
It is a tax that is going to be paid by a lot of visitors. This doesn't go on anybody's property tax bill. This is the kind of charge for services related to tourism.
Superior business leaders say the special tax district is an economic development tool that would help finance an entertainment and convention center downtown to draw in tourists from Minnesota. They hope that would draw in not only business, but permanent residents to the city. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.